Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here. Well, it's me and Dell for a little while here, and then Lance will... Strolling. Apparently, Lance forgot to set his alarm this morning. Forgot to set the alarm. He texted us. He should have been here by now, though.
Maybe he had to stop and get a coffee.
No, you don't stop. If you don't set your alarm, you don't stop to get a coffee.
I don't know what he talked about checking out. Like, he talked yesterday about if I was making $10 million a year, you think I would try? And he mentioned that, hey, like 5 years in, I was far more dedicated. So let's see how dedicated he is. Does he get here without his coffee?
No. Listen, once the Hall of Fame thing hit, he was done as far as trying. That was over.
There's a bit of a debate. Like, at least he thinks there is, because I had car trouble a month ago or so, and the show got on the air somehow, some way, somewhat. I mean, so we can test. Who's more important?
Right.
At the start of the show.
Well, there's no question it's smoother. It's smoother when you're here than what now. We got on the air. We had the music. We'll have soundbite. We'll have everything that we need to run a show if Lance isn't here. But, Lance's versatility, I mean, I don't know that you could host a show like Lance could.
I mean, I can't do it like he does, but I do host the show. You're right.
Oh, that's
I can't do it like he does. He's very unique. But, yes, I can host the show, yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, I forgot that you hosted a show.
Yeah, thanks for that. Appreciate that. 10 to 12, everybody. So, now, it might be different today, but if you guys are listening and you tried to get in yesterday and these guys wouldn't take your calls, just realize from 10 to 12, you don't have those issues. You want to talk on the radio, you can come in and get in from 10 to 12.
Call?
That's
it's
not
the
true.
Shortest wait time in the business.
Ask the people who called in who didn't get on the air how short it was.
No, it's the shortest wait time in the business. I mean, it's ridiculous how good it is.
I know listening habits change, and maybe you're not available to be on the phone from 10 to 12, but just remember, if you've called in here several times and can't get on and they make you wait 40 minutes because they're doing their nonsense that they normally do, come to 10 to 12.
Yeah. People are busy from 10 to 12.
I know. I'm just saying. Yeah. But some people, if you happen to be able and available,
people
10 to 12.
Don't want that. They don't want that in their life. They need to be on before 10 o'clock.
I would hope so, but you don't take their calls.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. As soon as they call in today, they're going right up.
I'm glad I prompted you.
Okay? As soon as they go up, that's on you. You don't tell us.
You are in the room. You're in the room.
I know,
look at the screen.
It's all way over here.
Stop
I can't even see it.
No, the thing is, if they do call in today, then I'm in control. Because without Lance, I just won't tell you.
Yeah. You need to tell. Yeah. See what a bad person you are? You won't put them on before 10, but you'll put them on after.
No. In this case, to continue my narrative with you unable to see the board, I'll just say, no calls, John. Sorry.
Bad person. John... I always call him Hyman. Is it Hyman?
Heyman, I think is his name.
Is it Heyman?
I know you think that's great because it's a little funny, but I think his name is
it's
Heyman.
It's not about funny.
I don't think his name.
I don't know how to pronounce his name.
It's Heyman. H-E-Hey. Hey, man.
Hey. Oh, hey, man.
Yeah, Heyman.
All right. Oh, it's Saul Goodman. It's John Heyman.
Yeah.
John Heyman says that the Astros have made an offer to Alex Bregman.
A formal one.
A formal offer. And... it's got to start with Matt Chapman's 151,
this is
right?
What I hate about baseball, because normally in basketball you know already. Like, this is a max player. He's going to get this amount of money. We all kind of know what he's going to get. Baseball, beyond the fact that it takes forever, like in basketball and football, immediately guys are being tampered with in even legal tampering period. So we know deals are getting done. It is – when did the World Series end? Early November? We haven't had one major deal. And they could have signed with anyone. This is
Absolutely. No, it actually has been really, really quiet. It's not a great free agent year. It's not great.
A giant name.
I think that there are people that are waiting, and they're seeing what's out there, what are the numbers going to be. It's gone down a lot over the years. Owners aren't as nearly as stupid. That said, Shohei Ohtani got $700 million last year, and we'll see what I think everything with Juan Soto is going to is then a lot of dominoes are going to fall after Juan Soto because people want to hold on to your money, right? I guess you want to be able to see whether or not you're going to be able to afford him after it's more or less a luxury tax. Competitive balance tax. I think people are just waiting, maneuvering. I don't think the Red Sox are getting Soto. You know what? The Red Sox could get. Did you see that they would move Devers to first for Alex Bregman? A lot of people are talking about Bregman at second base with the Yankees. There was talk about Devers at third and Bregman at second with the Red Sox. But they're talking about maybe moving Devers. Devers is a good third baseman. But Bregman is Gold Glove now this year. He's special at third as well. So that'll be interesting to see whether or not. I think Boston's a perfect place for Bregman.
What do you mean? Oh, you mean?
Well, first of all,
from an unbiased opinion.
First of all, he's white. Okay.
They have a lot of non-white players on the Red Sox.
Yeah, but Boston loves white players.
Yeah. Boris really screwed the Astros over when he let it be known that he'd be willing to move positions. Just opened up more teams and more options for him, which is what an agent's supposed to do. But it got more uncomfortable for the Astros and Astros fans when that knowledge was put out there that, yeah, he'd be willing to move. Yeah. He would love to play second base if you give him all the money.
We've seen Bregman in that park. He's come up with huge hits, even against Chris Sale. You know, he hit the home run and grabbing the rail and screaming and all of that stuff. He's got some confidence in that park. He likes the backdrop. You know, that's kind of a big deal, liking the backdrop of a park.
I don't need him in a Red Sox uniform.
I don't need him in a Red Sox uniform.
I'm comfortable with places that either are in the NL, you know, besides the Dodgers, but or places where they won't be an issue for the Astros. And the Red Sox haven't been good the last couple of years, but I don't – Bregman in a Red Sox uniform? George in a Blue Jays uniform doesn't bother anyone.
No, but listen, Bregman, if he's not in an Astros uniform, is going to be in a Yankee uniform or a Red Sox uniform or a Met uniform.
The Mets. Fine, go to the Mets.
The Mets would be fine. But he is going to be in a place that's going to be able to pay him and is going to pay him. I wonder, what do you think that number is that the Astros offered? That the official offer.
Well,
was.
It ain't the Machado thing that got floated out there.
Hey, you know what? It's so funny. We were doing those videos when we were doing with Brandon. We were doing those videos and Josh, and when Machado signed that deal, I did that video and I was like, okay, that's the number. That's the number Alex Bregman is going to want when he becomes a free agent. Just know that that is a crazy and a stupid number, and that's what Bregman is going to want. And he's not Machado, I don't think. Machado hasn't really lived up to that deal, but they're a good baseball team, and they've got all kinds of stupid contracts over there. That's a decent organization, but he ain't getting Machado money. No way he's getting Manny Machado number. I think the Chapman number, the 151 over 6 years. Look, the Astros have paid 151 over 5 years to Jose Altuve. So 151 is not out of the realm of possibility. That I think that the offer for Carlos was 6160. I believe that was the offer. Or was it 5160? I think it was 5160. And, 32 a year. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised at all if that's not the Bregman offer. Now, is 5 years enough for Alex Bregman? Because he ain't going to get another contract after that. He's not going to get another big contract anyway after
that. Will the Astros go to six?
That's a question. That's a good question. Could they? They don't.
I know. So that's why the number is important, or the years is important. Would they say, hey, we'll pay you from age 30 to 36, and we want that to be your last contract if you want to get out of the game at 36, and we'll give you the projection at one point, maybe three weeks ago, I saw there's a story about he would like 26 a year over the course over the span of like 6 years. That doesn't feel like what Bregman would settle for this early in the process.
No, hell no, hell no. That's not going to happen. There is zero chance with Boris that he'll sign that deal. No, he's going to ask at least Chapman money, especially now with this Gold Glove. You know, Chapman has been a better third baseman throughout, but I would prefer Bregman's bat. But and I'll take Bregman at third base playing for me any day of the week. But Chapman has been really, really good at third base. 151, I think is the number. He ain't getting Machado. It's more like Chapman number. And there's no way that Scott Boras takes 26 a year. I just don't see it.
Well, the Chapman number is 25.1, so it would still be more.
Yeah, but I don't.
You said Chapman money. Chapman.
But probably if it's going to be 151, it's going to be 5 years, not six.
Yeah, I think he is going to shoot for at least 30, at least initially. So I don't think any deal where he's around Chapman that close this early in the process is getting done. Like, Boras' clients have to wait because he asked for money that teams don't want to give. And that's why some of these guys have to wait. Could Bregman be a guy we're talking about into December, January, closer to even February because teams aren't meeting his demands?
I think
the Soto domino's got to fall first, and then I think everything falls into line.
But I think Bregman's going to be one of the top three or four guys that sign.
Well, I'm not questioning what he will get, but as far as how long it'll take, because they're willing to let things play out because their number may be their number. Who's willing to meet the number, which we don't know exactly what it is right now.
Once you fall out of the Soto deal, once Soto signs somewhere else, your fan base is going to get itchy, and you're going to have to make a splash. So I kind of feel like Bregman will be up there relatively soon. I don't think he's a February guy. You know, it did take Chapman a while to sign, though. It did take Chapman a while. So it'll be interesting to see. I think Bregman's in a different category, though. Bregman has postseason heroics. Bregman is a guy that the Yankee fans will love because he's not Judge. Stanton came through this year, but Stanton hasn't come back through in the past. They want a guy that's clutch in the postseason, and Bregman fits that bill.
No, I'm surprised you're allowing this Bregman stuff to let Lance off the hook. So I looked at the text string, and he texted us at 6:43.
Yeah.
How long would it – I don't know where he lives exactly, but he's not that far away. But how long would it take if he was like in an immediate rush? Because he was obviously awake enough and alert enough to text. So how long between, let's say 6:43, he was up and about. How long should it take him to get here?
He should have been here before the show started.
He's that close.
He went for coffee.
I told you this was a possibility.
And probably a Danish.
And
he had a Danish.
You didn't think it was possible unless he's.
Listen. When that happens to me, when that happens to you, what do you do?
Yeah.
And you jump up.
And you do
run
everything
out
you can
door.
To get as quick yeah, get to work I mean, as quickly
you
as possible.
Yeah, have your shoes on.
Yeah, you do whatever. You throw on the first thing you can find. Maybe you slept in something that's allowable, and you do that, whatever it takes.
Yeah. Swipe your teeth, and let's go.
Yeah. Him, right? Luxuriating, I think.
No, he's having coffee. I think he might even be sitting there maybe reading his phone or eating a Danish. Do they have Danishes anywhere?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
At Starbucks,
thing,
do they still have
it?
Danishes?
Yeah.
Do you think he locked himself in his own home like he did that one time? That's why he can't get here?
He might have locked his. He might not have brought his key card.
Well, he hasn't texted me to come down and get him. He just texted me. No. I don't know if this is true because now he's just playing into things. I had to use the bathroom, take a shower, and shave, and I'm in the car right now. Do you think he's going to shave? He said, "I have to do a video with Sam right after the show." What?
What in the? So the video with Sam was more important than getting to the show.
How about you bring your shaving stuff with you?
How about you go home right after the show and shave and then come back?
Even if he doesn't want to do that, you could just bring that stuff with you. You don't have to stop. You don't have to shower. They can't smell you through the screen.
No.
And you're not even in the building, so he doesn't have to worry about you being bothered by his smell.
Uh-uh. He'd be alone in there. You just have to sit in that chair where he was and smell that. Remnants.
We've got disinfectant spray. I would just use that. But I had to shower and shave.
Yeah.
Shower and shave?
Shower and shave. And ship.
And a video. You're not going on television. It's just social media.
You could go home after and
either way,
shave.
Pick an option. Go home and shave after or bring your stuff with you. Either one would have worked out. And instead he just decided, I'm just gonna hang out, get what I need to do, get that done and then come into work.
I'm a Hall of Fame broadcaster. How about you? Give me some grace. Allow me to be me since I've given my all for this city.
Who are you, Joel Embiid?
Years.
He thinks he's Embiid? Embiid said that.
He's given his all for this city for 27 years. So stupid. Our boss texted, Lance, please don't spend a segment explaining why you're late. Okay.
we already know.
It's too late. Too late, Todd. Guess what happens as soon as he walks in? What the bleep, Lance?
My alarm, and then he'll get into something about something that had nothing to do with being late. That's how it's going to go.
No, the history of alarm clocks or something. Yeah. Yeah, that's what. Or some assistant coach somewhere was late one day.
Ridiculous.
Time to talk right now about Matt Hoke. How about this for a little Christmas present, you guys? Now, I mean, it's a big one, but you want your kids? They love to play pickleball. Your kids love to play basketball. Your kids love to play tennis. Your kids love swimming. How about give them the gift of a pool? Or a court, whatever court it is that they want. How about that for your Christmas? Start it now. Design it with Hoag Landscape Services. Mom wants an outdoor kitchen so that the family can all be together. They want a pool. Mom wants a pool. Or she wants, it would be great right now with this weather, is a fire pit, right? A pit. A dad, you want an outdoor lounge? That's a nice gift this holiday season, right? So get together with the family, and let's say this. Let's do this holiday. Let's put in that pickleball court. Let's put in that basketball court. Let's put in that pool. Let's put in that fire pit. That's what Christmas can be. How about that? So if you're looking for a great way to, make the holidays better, it is Hoag Landscape Services. When you see what they do, I mean, sure, they'll come and cut your yard. They do all that. They do all of that. But what they do, that is super, super, it's ridiculous. It's better than anywhere else you'll see, is they design a backyard for you. What is it that you're looking for? They've got it. HogLS, HogueLS.com, HogueLS.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So that was a recorded spot, Dell, that you just played for Lance. It sounded almost like, I mean, he was talking about the snow game, which was last night.
Well, he decided to do that at home, too, before he got into work. Instead of coming into work, he got up, got his coffee, recorded that, and then
my coffee? This is from my house.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
So you,
this is a yellow cup. They don't have yellow plastic cups.
So he stopped to make coffee.
I didn't make coffee. It's an iced coffee. It's in the refrigerator.
So he stopped to go to the refrigerator instead of running into work.
I literally got in as fast as I could. You're making Todd mad right now.
After he shaved and then he
took a shower.
He showered.
Yesterday I was dirty and I was filthy.
Did you shave your whole body? Or what was, is that what you did?
I'm not getting an ablation again.
Yeah. You shaved your whole body?
I'm not getting an ablation where I have to shave everything.
Well, for apparently some reason. It took a long time for you to shave that face, okay?
Well, I got a long...
Well, he showered
as
well.
I got a long, big face.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And then how long does it take for the hot water? Even with... I have a tankless water heater, but as you know, when you have cold, when the pipes are cold, you just have to wait for the pipes to get warm enough. To get in, I'm not ice plunging.
You should have. You should have if you had a commitment to the show. If you were a Hall of, if you want to be a Hall of Fame.
Maybe I just trust in Dell's ability to carry the show.
He doesn't care is what the issue is.
No, I trust that Dell was going to get the job done. I always do. I always have.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. When you guys talk about me, it always sounds like you trust that I can get the job done.
Behind the scenes, I do.
Yeah.
I mean, not with sound and
total
getting guests lined up.
Total
not with that
faith
stuff.
Yeah, total faith. Yeah. But we're glad that you're here, I guess.
Yeah,
thanks for stopping by.
And, you know, after 27 years of radio, I'm glad that, you know, I don't get any of the graces that someone who was a steel worker would get.
What?
But...
Why would you get that type of grace?
Wait, we show up on time for the show. Radio doesn't start when you get here. It starts at 7.
And I was somehow on the first segment, too.
No, you
dummies.
Weren't. You were in
the really?
Break. No.
Then
no,
I was discussed.
Yeah, we discussed you because of your willingness to take your time.
Todd loves this.
Well, don't, Todd.
Nice job, Dale.
Nice job. You're
we
the
should
one.
Be talking about Myles Garrett versus TJ Watt.
Well, we spent the first segment talking about the Astros and Bregman.
Well, why do you waste your time with Bregman talk? Why are we talking
offer.
About the Yankees? I thought we're talking Astros.
They made a formal offer.
Who
the
did?
Astros did.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
What do you mean it doesn't count?
They did this with...
They didn't even make it an offer to Carlos.
Yes, they did.
Not really.
No, they made a formal offer to Carlos, by the way. They made a formal offer to Carlos the same way.
Oh, yeah, but it wasn't
You have
even
to
close.
In order to get your little draft pick.
It wasn't even close.
Yeah, and this one's not going to be close either.
No, all they had to do was offer the $21 million.
Well, right. for the sake of the public, the general public, you have to make an offer that looks
Well, yeah, we'll
reasonable.
See what that offer is. Maybe it's embarrassing. I don't know. But I do know that they made a formal offer, and it's what our team does. Yeah, our team goes after its own players.
And how much is that offer, John?
I would imagine it's at the 151 mark. Yep. Maybe 160.
Okay.
Maybe 160. Yeah, they offered Carlos 160.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that they would value Alex more than Carlos.
So they're offering
first of all,
the same?
First of all, you don't have his replacement in the house.
No, you don't.
No. Which you did with Carlos.
Well, you did, but you didn't know for sure. He hadn't played Major League Baseball.
No, you didn't know for sure, but the way that he was playing in the Dominican, the defense that he had displayed, and, you know, I mean, listen, they made the right call. Carlos was making 50 times what Pena was making, and Pena was the World Series MVP.
Well, you made the right call regardless of what Pena did. You couldn't have Carlos for that price. And the fact is, you can have Bregman, but they fundamentally don't want to. And once again, there's a big difference. Once Scott Boras puts a number out there, Jim Crane is off the hook, in my opinion, because I don't want Jim Crane to do a horrific deal. I don't. I do want him to try and secure players when they hit the market at some point. He's never done it. Maybe never will unless you take a short-term contract. He just fundamentally doesn't believe in it, but... and that's fine, and it's been a long run, and he's been incredible. And this will be the best, probably when I die, this will be the best run of sports that I've ever seen Houston have.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. But it doesn't change the fact that we're headed south. I mean, that's the – unless Shea Whitcomb, which is possible, unless Shea Whitcomb becomes a very good player. And I'm trying to pull up right now his minor league numbers because, you know, I got news for you. Shea Whitcomb's minor league numbers are nothing to sneeze at.
No.
He's been a good, you know, you talk about having somebody ready with Jeremy Pena, but if you look at Shea Whitcomb's numbers, Shea Whitcomb's been a good minor league player for the Astros. He did come up. We got a little taste of him, and, you know, he had some moments. He most notably had three errors and
four errors.
Four errors total in the game and, what, three in an inning?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't ideal to
no,
be.
No. But he had played better before that.
He had played better before that. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, you know, there is a chance that this is the next guy up. Is he going to be Alex Bregman? No, he's not going to be Alex Bregman off the jump. That's not going to happen. But
is he going to be a replacement? There is a chance that he could be a replacement. There is somebody. There is somebody in the minor leagues that has a history that shows that maybe they could be, you know, that next guy up. So I don't know. Alex is gone. It's just disappointing, but I don't want to make too big a deal about it. It's disappointing he'll be gone, but it's really for, not even nostalgic purposes. It's just, I'm just kind of sad that this iteration of the Astros is like officially coming to the end. All you got left really is, you know, all you got left from 17 is really just one guy, Jose Altuve. That's it. That's the only guy.
Well, 17 is a long time ago now.
Yeah, 17 is long from the very beginning.
Now,
and 19 counts to me.
Yeah, but 22 is what counts too.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, not the long run.
And you're running
though.
Out of those guys.
Yeah, but 19 and 22 are the same. You had Kyle Tucker. You had Yordan. There really was no difference between 19 and 22. Yeah. The bullpen was a little different, and you had Christian Javier. There were some different pitchers. The batting order was the same. You had the same hitters for the most part. So that's not, you know. It's just sad to see these guys go, but there's something. I'd almost rather the Astros not even make an offer. I bet it's a competitive offer. I bet it's a competitive offer that they believe is a legit offer. It won't be anywhere near the market, but it will be one that they feel like, hey, we could pay this, and we think this is fair and is not a crazy overpay. That's what it's going to look like.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's not going to be crazy. No, it's not going to be crazy. But we'll see. And I don't think that Boris takes it. Boris is going to hang. He's not doing this. He's going to wait for the Yankees. He's going to wait for Soto. And then once Soto falls, then the Giants are going to get in line. Even the Mariners might even get in line for Bregman. The Red Sox, the Yankees. I don't know. The Dodgers, if he goes to the Dodgers, I'm done. Yeah. I'm done.
Just to remind people, Bregman's home run numbers look like this. Whitcomb, 23 home runs in 2021. He had, and that's in, by the way, 396 at-bats. He had 19 home runs in 2022 with 461 at-bats in Double-A. Then with two teams in 2023, he had 35 home runs and 538 at-bats and 102 RBIs. Last year, he had 25 homers and 91 RBIs and 413 at-bats. Now, the OPS is a little lower than I would expect with those home runs, I'm telling you, at 807 career. So it's a little less than I expect. And the career batting average is not great. You know, it's not great. He was, in 2022 and 2023, he hit for 219 and 240. You know, in the Double A, in Triple A. I mean, it's not in Double A twice.
What's his strikeout rate?
I mean, you know, it's high.
Yeah.
134, 165, 178. I mean, it's Kyle. What's his name from the Phillies? I mean, he's got numbers.
Schwarber.
Yeah, he's got Schwarber-like strikeout numbers. Yeah, it's substantial. It's substantial. But the walks are low. But the walks are low if you're interested in that. I mean, his strikeout to walk, okay, you ask. 4.5 to 1. Ooh, here's one that we're a good 8 to 1.
Ooh.
These are strikeouts on the 8 side. Here's one that's a little bit higher than 8 to 1. And then last year we got it a little under control at about 4 to 1, about 3.5 to 1. So It's not ideal. I mean, at least he hits with power. So we'll see. And at least he's not great with the glove.
That's not. You know what? I don't know that anybody's going to be excited about that. It's the four. When they brought him up, and he was, you know, he came up with a couple of hits that were nice for the Astros last year. But the four error game is what's sticking in everybody's mind, and that's what's going to replace our gold glove third baseman.
14 errors in 2023. Wow. But in 2021, he only had 10. Yeah, it's not ideal now that I'm looking into some.
All right, we're breaking. 713-780-3776 is the number. You notice how, Dell, we were on time when Lance wasn't here? Then what happened?
It's the give and take of having Lance.
You're way off time. I was able to text in and take you off time.
Dead on. dead on the clock. That's right. But right now, hey, listen, I want to shout out to Jim Fiume. You're going to be hearing from about Jim. And listen, I would love you. I would love for you, if you need windows, if you're building a home, if you need to replace those windows. I mean, if you go up to that window, it's shaky, that window. It's warmer by that window because of the sun. If it's not safe, if it's loud outside, if it's loud inside because when you're near that window, or when you're away from that window and you can hear through that window, not a good thing. Not safe, not secure, not something that's adding value to your home. You know what does? The Gulf Coast window. It adds value to your home. Aluminum, vinyl windows, hurricane windows, wood-clad windows, new home construction windows, doors that are fabulous as well. You got all of that as well. Fiberglass, wood-clad, storm doors, sliding patio doors, French doors. You want that beautiful front door to your home. That's the first thing that people see. You get that at Gulf Coast Window. 713-849-5454. Been doing it for over 30 years, 36 years, and he's the best in the business. 713-849-5454 at GulfCoastWindows.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here. 713-780-3776. Hey, all next week, we got a big week. It's the I'm excited about A&M and Texas. I'm excited. They're renewing their tradition. And we got extensive coverage all Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday presented by Rebecca Creek Distillery. We've got Steve McKinney coming on. Have you gotten a hold of Vince yet?
No, because remember, I told you I'm gone Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, so you can still get him on the show.
Well, I'm trying. I'm waiting for
you
John.
Can do something for the show other than be selfish.
I'm waiting for nice. John Daspit to reach back out. I'm trying to see if John can help him get. I want to get Vince on. I could probably get Selvin Young on. He's been part of that. Yeah, Selvin played. I'm trying to remember the time frame. But, yeah, Selvin would have played in that game.
Yeah, that's
for
easy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can connect to our coverage on ESPN Houston YouTube channel, social media. Enjoy Rebecca Creek Whiskey, Enchanted Rock Vodka, and Texas Ranger Whiskey to celebrate the rivalry's return. Gig 'em and hook 'em.
You know who lives in what? Town we should go after is Chance Mock. You know Chance Mock? Remember the Longhorn quarterback Chance Mock?
I remember what you said about him.
Well, I didn't say anything. Mac Brown on a mobile said he had a club foot.
Yeah, that's...
And that's why he wasn't able to get away from pressure. Mac Brown on a mobile said that. I didn't say that.
That is true. Mac Brown on a mobile did say that.
Yeah, he says all kinds of things.
So you're not here what days next week?
Tuesday, Wednesday. I only sent a text to you guys, put it into the system.
Did you tell...
Joe George, I did.
I don't think you did.
Joe respond. Well, it's on Joe George because Joe approved it.
Did you actually go through HRP?
I went through. Yes, I went through the actual system. Unlike you, I know how to log into the system. Do you?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't do that last time.
Yeah. Did you log in the system?
Yeah.
You actually know your username and password.
Yes, I know how to do it. I know how to get a request. Request.
Can't run a microwave. You don't know.
I only asked because we have a grid and a schedule for who's going to be here and who isn't, and he did not make note of it. That's the only reason I asked.
All I can tell you is he and I had a conversation. He's the one who approved it all. Yeah, he went through all that. I've got to do something with it's a family thing I have to do. So, yep. But Monday I am here to talk about the victorious and glorious Houston Texans.
What about Hannah throwing shots?
Hannah's
we own Houston now. The Titans are done here. So
I know. I mean, we already know
what?
That. Well, that's not what is she actually saying?
She's saying she's coming out. That's what I like. I like my owner coming out and saying we own this town, Biaz.
Well, they
Dalton Schultz, best team in Texas. Okay, Titans beat it.
I know. It feels like you're literally beating up small puppies, because these teams are worthless, and they like Dallas is such a shell of themselves. Beating them almost did nothing for me. It usually would do great things for me, and beating Dallas, I was like, what a sad, pathetic group of people Dallas is. What a sad, pathetic group of football players. And then Micah Parsons goes on after this destruction and says they actually are, what was his words? A badass football team, or what did he
damn,
say?
Damn good football team.
I know the record doesn't say it, but we're actually a damn good football team. Okay, I can't take – you're somebody – you are not serious people on this side. And then the Titans, they got
Do
Will Levis.
Serious people.
They've got Will Levis at quarterback. They don't even have Derrick Henry anymore. Like, I don't – of course the Texans run the town and are the town. It's like as soon as you beat them in Tennessee, that was the get back to me, where Tennessee tried to put that Houston Oiler label wine in your suite. I don't even know if that was made public, but that's what happened, is they put this Houston Oiler wine in the suite, and it was meant to – apparently Amy Adams Strunk has been a real thorn in the side, or tried to be a real thorn in the side of Cal and Hannah. And so they take – especially Hannah takes great pride in every win over the Titans. I mean, it is – they do not like – they are not big fans of that organization and that owner. So it doesn't surprise me she took a shot, but it's like – they've been vanquished. They're already that's a corpse already of an organization. They're done. Yeah, they're done now. They're on the rebuild now, and with A.J. Highsmith over there, great things are probably possible. But he's got a lot of work over there, young A.J., Alonzo Highsmith's son, who came over from the Buffalo Bills. He's got a lot of work on his hands over there, because you know what? First, you got to fade that quarterback. You got to figure out your new quarterback, or fade that quarterback while he keeps learning. And then you got to rebuild a roster. I'm like, we run Houston.
He's got work.
We run Houston. You want to really have something? You want to really create some conversation? Tell me you own Houston over the Astros and the Rockets. Then let's have a conversation. But do you believe now, John? Now that they won last week against the Cowboys, do you believe now?
I've been believing.
I believe now. Because you already said they're going to go 9-4, which you're probably right.
Yeah.
And then you said everyone will be cool with it. But do you believe now?
I believe not.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I believe. Listen, I think that they're going. Well, Nico back is a big deal. Nico, listen. Did you see this? Receiving yards per route run leaders. Number one in the league, Nico Collins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Second, A.J. Brown, Justin Jefferson, Juwan Jennings.
He had a long touchdown snatched off his docket too, because of Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah, I mean Laremy Tunsil.
I mean that was a short. It wasn't exactly a long route. But it was a long touchdown, and it would have put him over 75.5 yards for the game.
No, but the more I think about that play, the more kind of – I mean, it's the first play of the game. You know what is coming up, and you F it up by – I mean, you knew that was coming. You knew that
– I know. It's the play call. Like, how do you get in that position, Laremy?
How do you screw up the first play by a downfield?
I'm telling you, man, he just doesn't care that much what's going on. He just – he's a good player, but – that kind of stuff is super frustrating. You're right. I hadn't even really thought of it that way. This is a scripted play. You know exactly what's coming. Just don't get caught down the field. I mean, unless it was just some kind of read, but that's just very, very frustrating. You get penalized for that. On that. And you know what, officials, just sit on your – there's just certain things, like a touchdown on the first play, you shouldn't be allowed to call that. You know what? There's just certain penalties I don't want you to call. Let's just let it go.
Yeah. I mean, especially that one. How he was like a yard past.
Yeah, man. We got to call the rules. Sometimes just say, you know what? This is pretty cool.
Yeah.
This is pretty cool. Let's take this touchdown. This is pretty cool. The road team just went in a huge intrastate matchup. Let's go ahead and let this stand. And sometimes you should say that with false starts. Just like, you know what? Big deal. It's a false start. I'm not calling this. Or like, Juice Scruggs. I mean, technically it's a hold down here inside the 10-yard line. But how many times are we going to call this on Juice? Let's let him have one.
I'll tell you what. I do love that this weekend, while the Titans are here, the Cougs are wearing the blue. I love that.
You think that was intentional? I think it's just a... I think it's just coincidental. It is pretty good, though, yeah. Because she'll come to the. I think the owner will be at the game. Do the owners travel to all games? No, not the Cougs game.
Everybody will be at the Cougs game.
But do the owners travel? I guess the owners do travel to every single game, don't they?
Yeah.
I guess every owner travels, or except unless they're really old. Well, you think most owners travel?
Yeah, most owners travel.
Absolutely. Robert Kraft goes to when New England goes and plays. Who's kind of us? Tennessee. Robert Kraft goes to that when it was
maybe not.
Robert Kraft goes. He'd go to Jacksonville. It's Florida.
If you're,
what old guy in the Northeast doesn't go to Florida?
It depends on how rich you are, too. I mean, the really, really rich guys go,
I was trying to think. Most cities are pretty cool, or you have... Well, okay, I bet he doesn't go to a Seattle game. Too far.
No, I'm not going all the way there.
I'm not going all the way to Seattle.
Yeah. Right. I got nothing. For who? For what?
Yeah.
I got? What business do I have there?
For what? Why am I going to go to Seattle? For it's who? All rainy. Yeah. Antifa could hit me with something. I'm not going.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
That's probably what he thinks. Or I could get in that demilitarized zone that they've got down there, and then they'd have to tell him, that's been gone for about 3 years, sir. You just never know where it pops up.
Yeah. Now, I would go because I would like to have a five-hour flight with nothing but Coors Lights, okay? See, and when you own your own plane, you're on your PJ, like Robert Kraft is, he can load that some gun up with Coors Lights. What? I mean, talk about now. That's a life.
Don't let John ever own an NFL team.
No.
First thing that's going to happen: patch on the jersey. Coors Light.
Oh yeah, Coors Light. Coors Light patches. Everybody should have them. Cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. And they should have the blue on it. You know why? Because that means it's cold. Last night's game in the snow should have had the blue patches on, because then you know it's cold. You know it's cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. I don't mind a nice five-hour flight. You know why? Because I got Coors Lights. What about you? Are you climbing on? Are you keeping Texas chill? Are you keeping your area chill? I do my part. I need you to do yours. All right? Let's drink. Let's make sure that we got a 6 or 12-pack in the fridge whenever the boys come over and you want to have a nice, cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Let's go. Toast it. Here's to keeping Texas chill. Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. You got some thoughts on anything that went down? You're more than welcome to get in here. Did you see at the end of the game last night, Greg Newsom and George Pickens were going at it?
Yeah, I couldn't see what happened. I saw something was going on. They never showed a replay of what set it off.
So on the Hail Mary, Pickens ran Newsom Newsom pulled Pickens all the way through the end zone and into the stand.
Is that legal?
I don't think that was legal.
They'll never call that. Like, that could have been called. I mean, that if that's not a Hail Mary, you call it defensive hold. Well, no, but the way he had his hands around him, that's defensive holding any way you cut it. Or once the ball's in the air, that's a pass interference. I mean, technically, it's a pass interference. You can't have your arms around the player, but they're not going to call that.
Right. I watched the wide view of it, and it looks almost like he was pushing Newsom into the end.
Wouldn't shock me. I think George Pickens is not – how do I say this? I'm not sure he's a guy you want to – I'm not sure – I don't know that I want him on my team. I think I'm good with Nico Collins and Tank and Xavier Hutchinson. Really good talent. I'm not sure that he is that guy. I talked some people over it. Never mind. It wouldn't surprise me if Pickens was the instigator. Let's just say that.
So Pickens, after the game, he had some thoughts. Listen, I saw a story yesterday that said, you know what, I know the Steelers are 8-2. I don't think they make the playoffs. This guy was, and I was like, he goes, well, wait till you see. Now, watch this down the stretch here. They're really good defensively. They're not great offensively.
They're not.
And this whole thing is going to catch up with them. Well, it kind of caught – well, according to George Pickens, this was the only reason they lost last night was because of the weather. Here is Pickens.
What do you guys try to take away from this loss? What's the message, in the locker room?
Just keep grinding. Like I said, conditions played a huge, huge part in today's game. I don't really think the Cleveland Browns are a good team at all. I think the conditions kind of saved them today.
mean, they converted fourth down like five times on you.
I know.
And had no conversions on third down. I think they literally were 0 for 10 on third down. Everything they got done was on fourth down. They were clutch. Jameis had clutch. So Jerry Jeudy and Jordan Akins came up with clutch catches. David Njoku had a great game. Like, they outwilled the Pittsburgh Steelers.
One catch.
Who's that?
Was my tight end.
Njoku?
He had one catch.
He just had one catch?
One catch.
How come it seemed like he was all over the place making plays?
I don't know. No.
Really? He had one catch?
One catch, 9 yards.
Isn't he 85?
He is 85. He had a two-point conversion, but he had one catch for 9 yards.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's a two-point conversion.
He had 3.9 fantasy.
I mean, it was. If you didn't see it, it started. The first half was just normal, cold, just ineffective offenses, just standard AFC North football between the Steelers and Browns. But in the second half, the snowstorm kicked off, and, man, it was like a completely different game. I don't know how people were able to see. And Kevin Stefanski kept calling pass plays. I'm like, Stefanski, dude, you got two plays to get 4 yards.
Yeah.
Run the football. What are you doing?
And you got Nick Chubb.
And they were both rotating quarterbacks in at different times with DTR on the Cleveland side and Justin Fields on the Steelers side, because they would at different times they wanted to have the running quarterbacks in. I probably would have made greater use of that.
Yeah.
I think I would have probably used it even more, but the Steelers, yeah, that one could come back to haunt them. Because if you get that one, you're in good shape, and you lost it late.
Yeah, and I don't know that we all believe in the Steelers. They just keep winning, and maybe that's why we think that Tomlin should be a coach of the year candidate, because they're just not that good. And here they are; they just keep winning and winning and winning. It's what Mike Tomlin does. He just keeps winning. To Greg Newsom. Greg Newsom countered back from George Pickens, tweeted out, fake tough guy, fake tough guy. And you know what? George Pickens is kind of that guy. He's a lot of talk.
He's a Steeler receiver.
This era of wide receiver and their diva and their craziness, it's just, we are so lucky to have Nico.
Oh,
we are so lucky.
We've had our three best wide receivers. I don't know. He was eclectic and eccentric, DeAndre Hopkins, but I don't remember him being a big problem for the team. Now, he and Bill O'Brien got into it at the end, and I think there were some issues behind the scenes. But for the most part, DeAndre Hopkins, that dude just came to play, and he was tremendously productive, wasn't hurt all the time. Andre Johnson, always healthy. Nico Collins, you know, he had this injury, but Nico's just a grinder, gets it done. You're right. We have not had a guy in 22 years where you, as a Texan fan, you have to say, God, this guy's such a pain in the ass. Who have you had at the wide receiver position? Have you had one at the wide receiver position?
No. Brandon Cooks turned into a little bit of a...
He was a jack attack.
Yeah.
You know, Jack, he was one of Jack Easterby's guys. So he was, he did tweet some cryptic stuff, I guess, but
we had the classiest of classy with Andre.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been pretty really quiet.
Look at
for
the
us.
Steelers. The Steelers, known as the home of, you know, hardcore football, this, that, and the other. Now, behind the scenes, Santonio Holmes and I've talked about this before, and Hines Ward, my dad, I talked to the wide receiver coach. They were a handful for the wide receiver coach because they both thought they should have been getting more catches and more than the other guys. So they were a little bit of an issue, but they won a Super Bowl. It was fine. But after that, they had a five-year run with Antonio Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster, who was a TikTok wide receiver. You had Chase Claypool, who they drafted, who was influenced by Juju Smith-Schuster and became a TikTok wide receiver who wouldn't block. And in college, he was a great blocker. In pros, he stopped blocking. You have George Pickens, who's a pain. Like, they can't find Deontay Johnson, that was a pain in the ass that they had to get rid of. They can't find wide receivers to not be pains, to not be pitas. Pains in the ass, a pita. They can't find guys to. I mean, it's unbelievable. The Steelers organization is known as this rugged blue-collar organization, and yet their wide receivers, it turns into a diva factory over there. It's wild. I don't know how it happens. And look, this is pretty mild stuff, him just saying the elements, you know, him just being kind of a poor loser against a rival team. That's not, I don't know, that's not that big a deal. But he's had his other issues, too. And I know there's been rumors that the Steelers would like to, you know, get him out of there at different times. So it's
Tomlin's got to be so tired of it. Got to be so tired.
I mean, because every time he looks, and yeah, Mike Tomlin's not a tease. He's the anti-diva guy. You got to go to work, man. Mike T is. I love Mike T. He just goes to work. Did you see? Like, I did not. I love the idea of snow. I love the romanticized idea of snow, where it's Christmas time and you're out there with your whatever your what's that wine called? The hot wine. What is the red
sake?
Wine? No. There's something. It's not port, but there's a name for it. And I actually had it in Chicago, and it's good. And it's, you know, but real snow, like real snow is like that. Snow getting all over Mike Tomlin's beard, referees with snow that's 2 inches high on the brim of their hat. That made me not want to be around snow. And you've lived in snow. You've known how it's so treacherous. My mom said, you have no idea when you have to shovel it out, when you have it break branches on trees and it lands on power lines and your power's out for, you know, 9 days in Buffalo. She said, wait until you get a load of snow.
So my buddy sent me a video yesterday from Green Bay. It was snowing sideways. It was all the cars were covered. It was starting to go. I mean, it's just the worst. And it's freezing out there. You do not want. You know what? I made the best decision of my life when I said, I'm out of here. I ain't coming back.
Everyone who does it, they all say the same. If you're from cold weather, you never want to go back. It's incredible. Everyone like, I'd much rather be in 99 or 104. Like, what? Are y'all stupid? Man, cold weather must do things to you people because y'all will never go back.
No. Gulf Coast Chevy, you'll go back there?
I will. Chris, we see you from the Woodlands. He wants to talk Astros. We'll get to the phone lines when we come back. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Talked to Craig DeSurf just the other day. And he just said, look, I mean, we got some really great offers, but for the vehicle that we want to, you know, to get for you for this, for your lease, because my lease is coming up, we want to make sure that we get the best offers possible and the best specials possible that they call them programs, the different programs, and they come out each month. So I'm basically waiting a month to get that. And so I said, that's fine, man. Let's wait until we get it done. And that's the way they do things. They're honest with you. They tell you, look, we can get you a good deal right here, but we think we might be able to get you an even better deal if you wait a month. No problem. If you wait 2 months, wouldn't you like a dealership that looks out for you? And that's on top of some of the vehicles and some of the offers that they already have, because sometimes you get great deals and the time is right, but it's also an opportunity for you to get the most in dealer cash back, to take advantage of the red tag sales where you get additional money off. You get opportunities where you have a chance to, you know, get APR rates that are unbeatable. And right now, 0% APR on select popular Chevy models with the red tag special as well. This is a great opportunity to take advantage. You got 1.9% financing for 60 months right now on the Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab, and you get $3,750 total cash allowance on top of that, and an extra $1,000 if you're a member at Costco. These are incredible savings. So if you're looking for the Chevy Silverado, now is the time. Get it before the end of the month. Take advantage of it with great people in Angleton, with unbelievable customer service, and with a selection that is here to stay. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.